John Zogby, who heads the well-known Zogby International Polling Company, has been surveying voters across the United States in the run-up to the November 7th elections. He says if the election was held today, Democrats would likely gain between 25 and 30 seats in the House of Representatives and 4 in the Senate. That would give them a majority in the House, but not the Senate. Zogby says 15 to 20% of voters, many of whom identify themselves as Republicans, are still undecided.
There is still the potential for fluidity here. However, there is no question about the fact that the Republicans find themselves severely wounded right now.
Zogby added that there is potential for very low voter turnout at the election, and that polls are not showing a lot of enthusiasm on the part of Democratic voters.
Whoever votes gets to determine the future, but it's hard to say that the American people find this significant if 39-40% of the voters turn out to vote.
He says Hispanic voters, who have been turning out at the polls in growing numbers, will likely play an important part in the election. He also says polls are suggesting Arab and Muslim Americans will vote heavily Democratic.
Arab Americans in general, Christians and Muslims, are giving Democrats overwhelming support in the gubernatorial and Senate races in Michigan, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, and in Florida.
Zogby stressed it is impossible to make a definitive prediction about the upcoming election at this time. He says many undecided voters do not seriously consider who they will vote for until the final days before the election. John Featherly, VOA News, Washington.
There is still the potential for fluidity here. However, there is no question about the fact that the Republicans find themselves severely wounded right now. Whoever votes gets to determine the future, but it's hard to say that the American people find this significant if 39-40% of the voters turn out to vote. Arab Americans in general, Christians and Muslims, are giving Democrats overwhelming support in the gubernatorial and Senate races in Michigan, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, and in Florida.